Hey y'all.
Hey.
This is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. I'm Randy.
And I'm Mikey.
And this is episode 61. Oh, you watch porn. Before we get started.
I'm really excited for you to read it. What was the title again?
Mikey.
Huh?
I'm going to say it 50 million more times in this episode.
That's true. Go ahead.
Happy birthday to Susie Owens, whose birthday is on September 18th.
Okay.
And Destiny, whose birthday is on September 20th.
Virgos, both of them?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank y'all for your patronage.
We appreciate you.
So we want to give you a shout out. Happy birthday. All right. So y'all, before we get into our episode, you know, we have the opening call to action. So be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. We are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Rate us.
Or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
People say that now.
5 stars.
Only.
Thanks so much. Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_thechapmans. I'm going to be like you when I grow up.
Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
That's 770-750-4098. So we can add you into an episode like the voicemail you're going to hear.
After this email.
Word.
So we got an email from none other.
This is a big one.
Mama.
Yeah.
She never writes in because she's very particular, y'all. She's like, she's all about purposeful writing and interactions. And so
she's like her daughter. It's annoying.
She's like, I'm not going to say anything unless I really, really need to, or there's something on my heart because, you know, because she's a mom.
She's your mom.
She's my mom. Y'all, this email is so beautiful. I'm going to read it. But before I do, I want to say that I did ask her to call this in because I didn't think anyone would believe someone actually wrote us an email this kind. But she did. All right. So
that's funny if we would have had a voicemail with her voice on the porn episode.
I know. So it's okay. Funny. And she knows about this episode. So before y'all start, don't. All right. So because she's on Patreon. Okay. Her email says, hi, mom here. I just want to say I'm so proud of you guys. You've come a long way in life, love, and growth. I listen to your podcast as often as I can handle the craziness, the language, and the freaking spiders. Your TMI moments are things that this mother never wants to know about her kids and can cause me to fall behind quite often. She has the emojis. However, at my low moments, on my sad days, and on those days where life's frustrations take me there, the shenanigans you guys come with never fail to lift my spirits. I am always guaranteed a gut-wrenching, tear-jerking laugh, be it from joy and or shock of the unfiltered, unrehearsed comedy show that is Mikey and Randy. I have an unfair advantage, though, because I get to see quite often, live and in color, the duo that is Black Millennial Marriage. The real, the true, the low-down and dirty rawness that makes your love and dedication phenomenal yet realistic. To fellow listeners, please believe me when I say what you hear is exactly what you get and who they are. Randy and Mikey are two of the cleanest and most thorough fighters we should all hope to be. I've seen them concede, self-correct, compromise, and comes together in a way that has left me speechless and even awed, with a little mouth vomit thrown in for good measure. Their loyalty, love, and support they give each other is genuine. They work hard for y'all and will never cut corners because a podcast that is full of quality, authentic, and honest content is important to them. They are dedicated to each other and to you all in such a way that I know they will continue to grow in listeners, and that listeners won't lack for love and entertainment, and you'll never regret coming along for the ride. To Randy and Mikey, thank you for every second and minute you allow me to share in this journey, especially Drew. With overflowing pride and love always, Mom. Hmm. Mama!
That was nice.
Thank you, Mama. I love you. We love you. But I really
love
you.
It's nice that she feels that way.
As your firstborn.
Daughter. And as your favorite son.
You are not her favorite son.
She has specified on multiple occasions that I am her favorite son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
But son,
you are
the first
also
word.
Quite frankly her only son-in-law, but that's neither here nor there, baby.
It won't change regardless of which one of your siblings get married.
Oh my God.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Thank you, Mama. We really appreciate it. We actually gave her a call after she sent the email and we just thanked her. This is so nice. And we never know how you really feel sometimes. Because you are so traumatized by the podcast.
And we also understand that you have motherly biases.
Right.
But she's never lied to us.
Right. She's not a liar.
So that means she actually feels this way.
So thank you. We really appreciate it.
Maybe we're not failures.
Yeah, in life.
To her.
And that's all that matters. All right, y'all. Thank you again, Mom. And we are going to get into this voicemail, into this episode, and
we hope you enjoy.
Hi, Mikey and Randy. This is Bianca in LA. I wanted to call. I just listened to the last episode, Bad Dad, Good Wife, and it just broke my heart listening to it. And I just wanted to call in because, as you guys know, I also just had my baby, and she's 4 months now, so I completely can relate to a lot of the different things that you both are saying in this episode. And I just want to encourage you guys to keep pushing. And it's amazing that you guys are having this conversation because so many people aren't having it until it's too late. But I'm also really glad that you had the break that you did for the month before this episode, because that's exactly what I was calling. I was like, I wish I had their personal phone number to be like, get off this podcast right now, go take a break and just relax, hold each other, kiss each other. And forget about us. We will be all right. Y'all need to focus on the marriage and loving each other. So I'm glad that this month was that time for you. But I have so much more I want to say, but I'm at the In-N-Out drive-thru picking up my food right now. So love you guys. Okay.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Thank you, Bianca.
Thank you, Bianca. That was, I appreciate that too.
Yeah.
And we did hold each other. I got some cutty over this break.
And
a couple times.
I was going to make a porn joke, but it's just not true. We didn't do anything. I was going to say we took a break, we watched the porn. That's not true at all. It's not true at all.
You haven't watched any during this break?
I told you where I'm at.
Oh. I watched some, like some weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
So is that why your car... Funny story, y'all.
We'll get to that. That's funny. But no, we appreciate it. Again, recording that episode
was rough.
It was.
But it was needed.
It was for us personally, and because we never want to, like, we're not about like a production. Like, we really don't care for putting on shows and making it look like we're away when we're not away.
Yeah. It's just hard to keep up with.
It is. And we're not really good at keeping up appearances. We're really good at being ourselves.
Yeah.
So if we appear good, that means that we actually are good.
Right.
And so we wanted to like be good so that y'all won't hear any more sadness and depression every episode.
Right. But also I feel like y'all have been listening. There are a lot of people who've been listening to us for a long time, and you would know if something was up, and then we get called out for that.
True.
And I don't like getting called out.
And shout out to any new listeners as well as our old listeners.
Yeah.
So we appreciate y'all for tuning in too. And if you haven't heard the episode, please go back and listen to
episode 56.
What was it? Good dad, bad dad.
Good husband.
Good husband, bad father, great mother.
Lord Jesus.
It was
good. Good husband, bad
I had
dad.
Letters to it. It was GDBH.
Good mom, bad wife.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
That episode.
it was a long title, our longest one yet, but it was worth it. Thank you again.
We appreciate you.
Into this episode.
All right.
Whew.
Take it away, babe.
All right. So in this episode, y'all, we are going to talk about...
You left out.
Oh, sorry. This is episode 61 of the Black Women Marriage Podcast. Oh, you watch porn. Mikey just wanted me to say this title over and over again. Anyway.
Oh, you watch porn.
In this episode, we are going to talk about our thoughts on porn and how we believe it impacts relationships and ours as well. We will talk about what we think about it. We will talk about what we think about it as socially conscious people who also happen to love God.
Yep.
Oh. We just want to say goodbye to anybody who's going to leave us after this episode.
Look.
And hello to the people that's going to find us after this episode.
Go. Just keep going.
We'll wrap it up with a fight or play and end it with some always appreciated PDA. But before we get into it, y'all know we start with a love story, and this love story is on Mikey.
It is, but before I start the love story, you will notice that there was no ad just now. You're welcome. You get mad content today. We're going to beat y'all down with just words and laughter. Enjoy this joy.
And porn. Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know what I thought you was going to say, but that wasn't it. All right. I got this love story from People Magazine online.
Okay.
No one reads anymore.
People do.
Touching paper.
I read actual.
You're part of like
There are a lot of people who still read books.
There are a lot of people who read books. You're right. The joke that I'm making is in response to the fact that there's not a lot of people in like the large scheme of people in the world. People start off as a magazine. Nobody touch the magazine no more. They do more online.
I would if they were free. More. But go ahead.
They should be. Because don't nobody read. Anyway.
Please just read your story.
All right. This couple met when they were both 19 years old.
Okay.
They were young. They got married at 27, respectively. So I believe they were both 17. And they both got married January of this year.
Okay.
The reason why I chose this story is because a lot of the headlines that we read and a lot of what we know about what it means to be like a millennial couple and trying to find your way in this world is like very unorthodox. We push back on a lot of the lessons that they tried to push on us from when we were younger that we realize are toxic. We like to push the envelope, be different, do things like that.
Right.
This couple did some shit that I thought was insane at first.
Okay.
And then when I looked at it, I was like, oh, never mind. That's dope. Y'all still stupid, but that's dope. Stupid in a good way. I use stupid loosely. As a term for like
loosely.
I don't actually mean I use better terms for like dunce, idiot, like things like that when I'm like described. But when I be like stupid, I be like, this is funny.
I know, because you call me stupid a lot, and I just have because you're so funny.
So funny. All right.
Go ahead.
So this Florida couple decided to do a unique photo shoot. All right. The soon-to-be newlyweds ventured off to their favorite store for a unique photo shoot surrounded by pillows, chairs, pizza, and surprise customers. Okay. Where do you think that they did their photo shoot at?
Pizza Hut, Papa John, Little Caesars.
That's funny. Isabella and Michael of Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Florida people. I should put this in perspective for you. Have made multiple weekly trips to their local Target store throughout the course of their almost decade-long relationship.
Oh, wow.
As the duo started to plan their wedding ceremony after becoming engaged in 2017, Isabella jokingly brought up an idea of doing their photo shoot in Target.
Okay.
As time went on, it stopped seeming like a strange idea, and they actually ended up doing it.
Okay.
Their engagement photos feature him in a suit, her in a dress, in Target.
I think this sounds familiar. Go ahead.
So there are photos of them, and I actually really like this.
Okay.
So they both wanted to do a photo shoot somewhere that was fun and matched their personalities. Isabella tells people, we figured everyone takes pictures in a forest, beach, or park.
This is true.
It's literally
we did it in our park.
Place.
We did ours in a park.
You don't see mad pictures in a fucking forest.
Yeah.
Or park.
Yeah.
Those are the obvious places. And a beach, because why wouldn't you want to do that?
And they're free and they're public.
They are. So is Target.
This is true.
It is, and it's different. So we weren't against traditional picture location. So I'm going to show you this picture. There's one of them like sitting in front of the pizza place.
Okay.
So they're also really cute. Nice. It is. There's like a picture of them in the shopping carts by the entrance.
They're so cute.
Walking down. Like it's just different.
I wish you were fun like that.
We are. But we're not this stupid. You see what I'm saying?
We're not creative. I would have never thought Target.
No. But they all came out really good. So naturally, Target was open during this time. They don't close down for photo shoots. They just did it, but you don't see anybody in the background of any of these pictures, you know, because the photographer gets creative with like the angles. But I just love it. I thought it was different.
So
they said we will often find ourselves casually strolling down Target aisles a few times a week. There would be times where we would go not to buy anything, but just to walk. That was very common, especially in college.
Right.
We used to be in Walmart. Just for the sake of walking through Walmart, maybe we'd grab something, maybe we wouldn't, but...
Ain't doing that no more.
We just did Walmart runs for no reason.
I know. We lived at Walmart.
Good
it was
times.
The only thing that we had in Worcester, Ohio. In
so, yeah, they headed to... they headed to the Target in North Miami with their photographer. And once they were there, they started posing in the aisles with shopping carts in their classy wedding attire.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the last one. So, this is a picture of them standing in front of the frozen food aisle. And she's holding a stack of pizzas while he stands behind her. Like
They're cute.
They are cute.
We have to start posting these on our page. We will.
We will share this because millennials are out here being different, and I'm here for it.
Well, no, it sounds like the couple the older couple I did a few weeks ago who got married in the department store where they got their mattress. Remember that couple?
That's true. Old
white couple. They're so cute. They're like 80.
In a mattress store. That's wild.
Listen.
But millennials being married in a Target.
Wait, this was their wedding ceremony? That was just a photo shoot?
No, I'm saying taking their photos.
Oh, okay.
Why are you taking photos?
So you chose this one because? Because
it's different. We're different. We're trying to like be our actual selves and not like what is expected. Because it is expected that you go take some pictures in a field.
Yeah.
Or a forest.
Or a park.
Or a beach. Or a park.
Which is what we did.
Because those are like really great places that people have been photographed in a really great way. This was unique in that I've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. And it looks good. And she is literally holding a stack of 10 DiGiorno pizzas.
I know.
And they left the door open. And they stand in front of the
Reese's. So you know it's cold.
Like, it's just, I don't know, it's different.
I like it. It was fun.
I'd love.
It was quirky.
Different love. I see them lasting. Just off these pictures alone. Like, they belong together.
It's cute. It makes me wonder what, like, the pregnancy photo shoot, if they go that route, would be like, or like the...
Now I kind of want to do a pregnancy photo shoot in Target. Mm. You know? No? You don't want to shop in the maternity section?
I think I'm going to have another kid anytime soon.
Oh, I was talking about for somebody else.
Oh, yeah. We'll shoot y'all. Y'all, we constantly have conversations. Is Drew going to be our only child?
That's going to be a mini episode on Patreon.
Because
probably.
Cause,
but you know what? Let's put it out there in the universe. Any engaged couple or married couple who didn't do engagement photos, when we're well off, let us know. And we will pay to make sure that y'all get engagement photos somewhere.
When we're well off.
Yes.
Debt paid off.
We're going to pay for somebody's engagement photos.
We should.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. We're gift givers.
But you got to do it somewhere
Hence
unique. Hence this podcast, which we still do for free. All right. So that was my love story.
Thanks, babe. Okay, y'all. So, main topic. So, we have some backstory, as always. And, yeah, we're just going to get right into it. So, Mikey has some...
I'm sorry. You said our main topic is what?
Mikey.
Huh?
You're bothering
me. It's just that it says something specific on the paper.
I don't even know why you chose that as your title. I would like your input. The main topic Mikey wrote is problems with porn. Well, that's not really what the main topic is about. Which is why I'm confused. You're not. And I'm like,
The main topic is... This is... We're talking about porn. What do we mean by porn? Are we going in depth about porn and our feelings about porn? And that's what we mean by porn. Not just porn.
You know, somebody be like, oh, you got bills, or you got money.
Like serious money, serious bills, serious porn. Let's get serious about
but
porn.
But not mature.
No.
Because we do
things. All right, what's the backstory, babe? Oh, okay, I'll start off with that. So there was an article that I came across. Well, actually, I first heard parts of the interview because I was listening to Sirius XM station, and they made mention of Lamar Odom, and you know, he's dating this new girl.
I did not know that. You told me this.
Yeah, so he's dating a new girl. She's like a health and fitness person, trainer, and like life coach. Okay. And there's a couple of things going on online. First, people are talking about the fact that their relationship sound more like a client-person relationship, not like a boyfriend-girlfriend, like your girlfriend shouldn't be fixing your life, and then there's that. She has like old school ways of thinking, like, you know, you should support your man. You should like listen. Like, some people don't like
that.
It's weird. So they're dating, and Lamar Odom, as some people may or may not know, Lamar Odom is a former Laker player. The boy got problems. He had a sexual addiction.
End quotes.
If you identify that as like a thing that exists, some people do. I mean, no disrespect. I get it. Sex is nice. So he had an addiction to like porn and stuff. He watched it a lot. And so she was like, you know, he had to stop watching porn. They did like an interview at a radio station.
Okay.
And
I'm trying not to laugh.
Yeah, so she made mention of the fact that, like, you know, if someone's an addict, you don't like put drugs or alcohol around them. If
this
someone's addicted to porn, they shouldn't watch porn all the time.
You shouldn't.
He was like, yeah, you know, I have a clearer mind and I feel better. Being off the porn.
How much porn was you watching?
Do you remember Lamar Odom?
I remember.
Yeah.
It was a brothel. Praise God that you were okay.
Thank God.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. So, it brought me to thinking about why people feel the way they feel about porn. Naturally, you know, I go in the comment section about certain things.
The
comments for this one was just funny.
Okay.
But it comes up in relationships on Instagram.
It does.
And what did you see about?
So, I've seen a lot of stuff. There's always something, one of these pages that I follow, where someone's writing in a question about, oh, I caught my boyfriend watching porn. Should I leave him? You know, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Or, you know, it's always about, oh, he was lying about it, or he was acting like he wasn't watching it. Without fail, once quarterly, I'm going to see this in the feed and somebody's answering the question.
Mm-hmm.
I've also seen things like you can't be against toxic masculinity and for porn and watch porn.
Doesn't make any sense.
I have thoughts. And also millennials are... It's coming.
Okay.
Millennials are, I guess, experiencing this in our relationships. Everybody does. It's not just us who could be watching porn in their relationships or watching porn by themselves or have had some type of experience with porn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of shame surrounding it, which is part of the reason why we brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of... And then there's also like the sexual addiction part, right? People are addicted to porn. They are finding porn to be, I guess... you know, people are like literally like watching it every second that they get. They're addicted.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like an escape type thing.
Right. And so those are all the reasons why we wanted to finally do an episode about it. I personally felt like this was like an elephant in the room for us
and who we are. And I agree. And for our podcast. To a certain extent. But it's just that historically, porn was that thing that people never talked about.
Right.
And I think it's a millennial thing that it's getting brought up more and more. It's being normalized because they're like.
But I'm finding some of these Gen X's on Twitter mm-hmm. who want to talk about it.
It's true.
And they toy shopping.
Why are you. Oh, that's a callback to the beginning of this episode.
Don't say that. I'm editing that out.
No, leave it in.
All right. That's the backstory. So. That's how this conversation came up, y'all. If you were wondering, what the hell are Mikey and Randy doing? This is that.
You're talking about porn.
All right. So, embarrassing story / some porn history.
So, we're just going to do an embarrassing story.
Yeah. Mikey?
Well.
You first. Or just your first experience of porn. You don't have to go into detail. We don't want
to. I mentioned this on like a previous episode, but my first experience with it was like as a kid. Was
of course,
that black box.
What to the box
the,
that
the cable box?
Yes.
Where I don't know if it was God.
They had HBO back when HBO used to post all
my nigga. All right. This is around the time of like BET Uncut and like all that stuff, right?
Right.
And like more and more, you start seeing a little bit more like scantily clad women. You start seeing like more people exposing themselves, but you never like see anything.
You always had to look through the gray squiggly lines. But on the box,
yes, there was this channel and it was like mad lines. I didn't realize. So they do these same things today, right? So cable companies would do this thing where we're like, hey, free trial of this. We updated your thing. And if you like it, you keep paying for it. If you don't like it, you don't pay for it.
Right.
When you were kids, we just didn't keep going to the channel because we know there was nothing there.
Right.
But I think back then they were doing the same thing. Like, ooh, we're going to open this channel up for this day.
Right, that you can
and
watch
if people
it.
Are interested in, they might come back. I think maybe this day
that you
lined up.
With your
we was in the house.
Oh, no.
It wasn't even a time of day. It was the beginning of a day. It may have been a holiday. Maybe I was homesick from school. I don't know.
Oh, no.
But I was watching TV and wasn't nobody home. I turn on the box. Like, maybe I could see something through the lines.
The box. Why are you searching?
Randy, this shit was clear as day. What you mean, why am I searching?
I just want to know.
I was a little boy who liked titties.
Oh, okay.
And as a little boy who likes titties.
You go looking for them.
You search for titties.
Got it. Mikey, I'm happy we did not have YouTube yet because this face that you are making. Please go ahead.
I'm looking forward to the video starting. Yeah. And I saw stuff. And I was like, ooh.
And this is an embarrassing story or your first experience with it?
This is one of my first experiences.
Okay.
Seeing it. Another one I remember, it was from my little cousin's sixth birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And we West Indian, so the first part of the birthday party is about the kid. The rest of the day,
it's for the grown-ups and the grown-ups who
drink
made
and
this
party
kid thrive.
And debauchery. So my auntie Maya, this is my cousin Davin's birthday. My auntie Maya, they was playing cards or whatever in the room. And they had a deck of cards. It was playing, but then we noticed there was pictures on the back of the cards.
Oh.
And it was like nude cards. It was like, it was everything. It was crazy. I was like, what the fuck am I seeing? Like, at one point
like
we stopped playing.
Like Kama Sutra type nude
yes.
cards? Oh, okay.
And we were playing like I Declare War. You had to like flip them over. So we look at the back and it's just.
No.
Titties, dick.
No.
it was black people. It was a lot. I was like, oh God.
Black people cards.
So let's keep playing cards. Maybe I can flip it over and get a titty.
Oh no.
He's like matching. Anyway.
Did they catch y'all with these cards?
I think somebody did.
Okay.
Probably Auntie Maya. She yelled at us and we ended up like scattering out the room. But like, it was your cards, nigga. Like, no. I don't even remember who else was in there. I feel like Brandon was around. I know Jamal probably was.
Yeah. And y'all three slept together.
It was funny. That's like one of my earliest experiences with it. It wasn't anything like, ooh, like catching me and gripping me to the point where like, oh, I need this in my life. But it was like, oh, okay. That's a thing that exists.
Yeah.
I'm also really into like video games and like real life girls. So I was kind of like,
okay,
focus more on that. But yeah, that was one of my first experiences.
Girls. Okay.
I'll sprinkle an embarrassing story at the end of this because.
No, it's okay. Not? I really.
Just because.
Because I didn't know either of these stories.
Yeah.
Of these two that you told.
Good times.
See, y'all, the podcast is also for us. You be hearing some shit you ain't never heard. my embarrassing story.
Okay.
Porn history. Also, first experience with porn was a kid. There's something there, you guys. We got to watch our babies.
Oh, yeah. Parental controls is going to be a thing in this house.
And we have that.
You
we
can't
have
do
parental
anything.
Control. First of all, as a parent,
mm-hmm.
currently. And as a child, you know, mm-hmm. as someone who used to belong to someone as a child and yes. still do, everything I did as a kid, mm-hmm. I wanted to. Mm-hmm. You find, like, it's just, and I'm not saying, like, oh, give your kids this access, do whatever you can to prevent it. But every single thing I did, what my mom knows and what she does not, I made an active choice to. Wasn't always smart. I got out a lot of shit, luckily.
I think what was really big about your mom is she was more about monitoring than restriction.
Yeah.
From the people I knew growing up, girls specifically, the ones with the restrictions was out here.
I'm going to tell you
something. The ones who was being monitored, not so much so.
We were monitored, okay? Yeah. We couldn't do shit. But, like, she always told us why, which is what I appreciate.
But you yeah. still have your freedoms being monitored. It's different. We're like, you can't do this. I'm not letting you do this. And then they go do it. Once
they go to college, them church girls, I'm tell you something about how they used to run up that school.
Lord, and this is one of the reasons why I'm really nervous about our daughter growing up.
Why?
It's because I did some shit. I know. Did horrible things. Now, from a father's position, like a father's standpoint, if it was to happen to me, I'd be devastated. I did some shit. Some crazy shit. Like,
I know.
Like, I was snuck into the house.
Well, this is why you.
While the parents were asleep.
This is not sleep.
Yes.
That wasn't me.
And that didn't stop shit.
That wasn't me.
Her mom came to the door. Like, you okay in here? I'm okay. All right.
See, we, y'all, like, that's a mini. Okay. That may be a long. We can't. We got it. Let's bring it back.
Got you. Embarrassing story. You are.
Oh, yeah. I was on my story. So my initial experience was as a kid, but like mine happened like my clearest memory of it. So I think an uncle. I was at an uncle's house, all of me and my cousins, and he like left it on in his room. To this day, which I do uncle? Not think that that was on accident.
Which uncle?
You know which uncle. Don't say it on the mic. But I don't think that was accident. I think there's something there, and I'm not gonna talk about it. But. Okay. That was like my initial first experience. Like, oh, he's left this room, this door wide open and this video playing. I can't remember why he didn't. I think it was paused or he just left the room. And we were just like, let's go in this room. Door wide open, sun all bright. Boom. You know?
Oh, daytime. No shame. Yeah.
Right. Daytime. That was my first like clearest memory. And then other memories are like being at a friend's house. Got the DVD back when DVDs was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You got it tucked on the 50 million covers and pillows and shit under your bed. You pop it in, volume real low, you know, fascinated. You know, that was that.
Yeah, there was a VHS that had something recorded over it. And then when the part that was recorded went away.
No. But my embarrassing story is I was watching porn. I don't even know how old I was. I had to be in high school.
Okay.
Because we were sharing a laptop. The whole house. But I think it was my laptop.
I see where this story is going. I know where the story goes, and it still doesn't make any sense. Continue.
Y'all,
so,
I don't know what...
Well, let's paint a picture. So, Randy lives in a home with her mother and two other siblings, one sister, one brother. They all share one computer. What did you do with this computer, Randy?
Well, she had a desktop, but we used the laptop for, like, portability. Like, I just, you know, I can't even remember why we were all sharing this computer.
What did you do with this
anyway,
computer?
Anyway, watch the porn, right? Uh-huh. I don't know shit about shit. I don't know about incognito. Jesus I don't know Christ. About history. I don't know about nothing. Y'all know right Google.
Control Shift N. If you press that in Google Chrome, it will open up a tab called Incognito. This is for the listeners. Control Shift N.
Like, if they know.
Not everybody does, clearly. There are maybe some people out here who don't know that they can hide their search history.
Teach them how to do Incognito. And if you really care, you will figure it out like how I had to. So anyway, y'all, I go to get my laptop from my mom. And I'm like, oh, everything's normal. Like, hey, why don't you just come get the laptop? I really was just trying to watch a movie or something. I can't even remember. It was something very pure and whatever. Pure.
Gotcha.
And I go and I click on the bar and all my history pops up. You know, it drops down.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom just looks at me. She goes, so this what we doing? Y'all. I mean, at this point, what the fuck can you say? It's clear as like.
What you can say is that you have two other siblings. Like, I don't know what the fuck Bree doing. That's my response. Ooh, I'm throwing everybody under the bus.
I had no practice with lying to her.
I know.
I still don't. She just, that's why now she asked me a question.
Yeah, Mama, if you still listen at this point, I'm telling you right now.
She goes, Randy, did you do so-and-so? And I say, you know I did it. Like, y'all know I can't lie. I can't lie. That's my problem.
That's why this would have been a great time to pull it off.
Anyway, I was
like,
so
oh, that's your other daughter.
It was embarrassing.
You should be.
She gave me the laptop, though, but I ain't watched porn for like a year. I was so scared. I was like, they ain't about to catch me. I ain't do shit.
See what I mean? Monitoring versus restriction. She would have said, don't watch this, don't ever let me catch. You would have went and done it. Instead, she just say, so I see that you out here wilding. And she looked you in your eyes and you realized you was out here wilding.
I am wilding.
So you took a year off from wilding.
Y'all gathered me. Gathered. Okay. But anyway, that's my story.
Okay.
Okay.
We call that porn history. All right.
Google tab.
So we're going to share a couple of thoughts that we have about porn within our relationship and a little bit in general, I guess.
So some pros and some cons.
Each of us is
going to
share a pro and a con?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Sorry, babe. I know you were going to continue talking.
I love you.
I love you.
So I will do the first pro.
Yes. What's your pro?
So my pro about porn.
Okay.
Is that it's entertaining.
Okay.
The storylines, the things that some people don't like.
The things I skip. Who got time to watch this handyman? Mikey, I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, what does the handyman do?
Ringing the doorbell. But you ain't wearing no shirt. You got one screwdriver. Hey, I'm here to fix your... Like, why can't I see that shit?
Those are my favorite.
I can't stand... Like, what the hell is this?
I came to fix your plumbing. Nigga got one plunger.
I'm not here to watch a sitcom. You know why I'm here.
It's entertaining.
I'm not here to do none of that.
I'll be like, how they gonna get this foolishness off? Like, what is the plan here? Like, oh, you're gonna notice that the desperate, lonely housewife is like...
Oh, no.
Is like willing...
I can't stand none of that.
...to sleep with your dirty plumber ass. And why all these dudes who show up to these houses to do work don't never have on underwear?
Mikey.
These are the questions. That's what I be getting at. I be like, how... does this work out?
I didn't even know that. I just scroll. Like,
There's no way. This pizza delivery dude is going to get in trouble with his next drop off because he's going to be late.
You're stupid.
I can't afford to pay for this. Well, why'd you order the pizza, ma'am?
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, got you.
At this point,
it was like, all right, so it'd be like storylines. I'm just really into lady body parts. That's attractive to me.
Okay.
And like, yeah, it's a pro.
Okay.
It's creative.
Is it?
I do think of it. I think of women as art in that way. I genuinely do. From the South, stripper culture is a thing here.
It is.
Thick women are bred here. It's just it
bred
is what
and born
it,
and raised shit. And giving y'all these babies
and appreciate
are.
It like a motherfucker. It just is what it is. It yeah. is. So like that attraction is like there, and you can like see these things, and you have access to these things.
Okay.
Within reason.
Within reason.
Yeah.
I love you. Okay, my pro.
What you got?
I mean, I put Lauren stuff. So y'all, it was a situation back in college. We were talking about head, and one side of the room was like, "I ain't ever give a head." I ain't gonna ever get hit.
And
one side
all
of the room,
single now. Go ahead, continue.
Other side of the room was like, "What the fuck you mean? Your head is great. It is life." And so we pull up a thing,
a video.
Yes, because she was trying to make a point. She's like, "This is for educational purposes." But y'all, I think it's really like it is. Like you're like, "Oh my god, I didn't know you could do that." You bring that stuff back to the bedroom, but not like in a "ew, you're someone else" type way, but like in a "hey, I'm gonna try this."
Mm-hmm.
Type thing.
How did that work out for you in your life?
Oh, it's great.
Do you think that you are satisfied sexually within your relationship due to the influence that porn has had on your life?
It's... Wait.
Who's about to catch him?
Wait. Say that again. Do you think am I satisfied with my sex life?
I guess I'm asking if your sex life has been made better due to the influence of porn.
Well, I guess that brings... Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it has been. I don't think it's been like... It's been more like an exclamation point, like a period.
Yeah,
sometimes.
But like those things.
Not even really, babe.
Those complete a sentence.
I could completely live without it.
Same.
And still have sex with you, and it'd be great. Do you?
I agree. A lot of what I do, not all of what I do, I came up with my damn self. Like there was nothing.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
like,
you go with the flow of the other person, but
yes.
More just like, you know, there's something. There's only been a handful of things that I've seen. Like, oh, I've never actually done that, would have never thought to, unless, not saying that's why you should watch.
That is why you should.
But I'm just telling you, that was my pro.
Gotcha. So your pro was that it's educational. You see the educational value of porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why are you laughing at me?
Because it's fun. You a nerd.
That's okay.
How you bring nerdy thought?
I'm just thinking it's interesting. Like,
videos.
Oh, this is like, what if I was fit? You know, again, what if I had some stamina?
Well, a lot of them are in such great shape because of all of the sex that they have.
And you're a con. Please.
I'm sorry. All right. my con.
Uh-huh.
The one con that I had, I guess in relation to, not just period,
mm-hmm.
in relation to us, was sexual attention.
Okay.
And we'll speak more about this
as we go.
Coming mm-hmm. up. But I think when I was younger, less immature, more needy, without thinking about others in that way. I was like, oh, well, like, you know, I didn't watch porn a lot. I just really wasn't into it. Mm-hmm. I personally, I'd watch a video, maybe, but I wasn't one of those people that's like, ooh, I gotta watch something because I gotta, like, jack off. Like, that's just right. not me. I genuinely don't like doing it. Prefer having sex. Like, you I would, do. I'd go find somebody. I'd be like, oh, that video cute. I know a girl that look like that.
Uh-huh.
Go find her. Like, that was...
Who you were.
Yeah.
How your life is.
Set time up. To hunt. But, like...
Mm-hmm.
But I think when we got together, you had, like, a different relationship with it. Like, you enjoyed it, and you'd, like, get off, and you'd, like, be fine. And then I'd be like, but I've been saving my energy for you.
And I'm like, well...
And, like, you're tired. Or, like, your sexual energy has now been used up.
Right.
Without me. I'm like, all right, so I'll just wait till the next time. Or something. I don't know.
Babe. Okay.
So, yeah. No, so I get... Stuff no. like that. So, sexual attention. Sometimes I just want that.
Okay. Because
I'm used to, like, having all of that.
Yes.
From someone. That's, like, yes. my one con. Because I really had to think hard about that.
I know you did. You changed it a few times. No, you didn't. That you changed your pro a few times.
Mm.
Okay.
What about you? Con.
My con. I have a lot of, I put like, I have shame / ignorance mm-hmm. / unsafe.
Okay.
And so, this is not necessarily in terms of like in our relationship, but more there's a lot of shame around porn watching and in general, which is, I think, very sad, especially in relationships. So in terms of relationships, that's how you find yourself on Instagram sending a question, anonymous question. Hey, I caught my boyfriend watching so-and-so. What do I do? Like, why aren't you
talking to you?
To your boyfriend, right. you know, or like, where is that trust? Why is there so much shame around it? Ignorance in terms of, yeah, that it's like ignorance paired with shame.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's unsafe, not all porn, but like, sex workers aren't, because this is, people make their living off this, mm-hmm. and we're going to get into that. But like, it's not the safest, in a lot of instances, it isn't as safe as it could be, especially for people who enjoy it. If that makes
just
sense.
Just like anything that starts off as one thing, people will find a way to exploit it. And it
this is what I'm saying. So exploitation of it. And then also like, you hear all these stories about children being trafficked. And it's like, mm-hmm. how are y'all ruining something
and then you
for
get,
adults? Yeah.
By bringing your perversion into, like, and
like,
that's another
it's
thing.
It's perverted. That yes. And like, I think that's my con on it. Con of it when it concerns porn. We'll go into more.
We'll go into depth about that.
This right. part is short for this reason.
Well, it says, our next point was like, how does it impact our relationship?
Yeah.
So,
one.
My example was what we just talked about.
Your con?
Yeah. Was okay. that, like, that's one of the only ways that it's really, like, impacted it. There were days, or like earlier days of our relationship before we were married, where we would talk about it, and you used to kind of be afraid to like tell me that you watched porn or ashamed because girls are shamed for watching porn.
Even
though, being honest about
it. Even though women are the highest watching, women watch it, okay?
And so do men.
Somebody drop that number.
Both of us are watching it.
Why is anyone, about it?
You know, see what I'm saying? So it would be like, you'd bring it up. Honestly, there would be like maybe 8 months in between every time porn got brought up in our relationship. We were together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, oh, I didn't know that you were watching that. And you would be like, yeah, I watch it every after. Like, you know, like it was like.
That's not true. Y'all, Brandy, do not be out here listening to Mikey.
The most recent conversation that I can remember was when we were in Vineyard Ridge in our old apartment. And
Before
you got pregnant. And you were like, yeah, no, I watch every once in a while. I was like, what's every once in a while? You were like. Every couple of weeks, every week. Like
you know what's
week,
more interesting is that it's so much easier to talk to my girlfriends about this
mm-hmm.
than it is to talk to you about it. Well, it was.
But I'm me.
It used to be.
And that was one of the reasons
I'm not
why
worried
I'm confused.
About you. I wasn't worried about you shaming me, but what I explained to you back then was that, mm-hmm. well, like you said earlier, porn is something you do in isolation. Maybe I talk about my girlfriends. Oh, girl, you know, you see this crazy shit, you know?
Yeah. Like,
especially when you're a virgin. At least that was my experience. Like, all you got is like what you're seeing and not necessarily your actual experience.
I think that there's a tie in between like porn and masturbation, right? Those mm-hmm. are two things that people talk about as like things you're supposed to keep to yourself, but mostly the masturbation part. Cause when you're watching porn.
Mostly the porn part, really, Mike.
Nah, people be like, if you masturbate, keep that to yourself. I want to hear about you doing it.
I
you
think
know what
it's
saying?
Both, honestly.
I think porn is more accepted, personally. We should ask, what's more taboo, porn or masturbation? I'm pretty sure you'd hear masturbation.
We should vote, cause I think it's gonna be porn.
You can put it up. So yeah, it got to the point where I was like, well, you know, babe, I'm not a prude. I'm not like,
I mean, we've watched together, but y'all, we've talked about that. When we watch porn together, it's like,
it's like, fun. Ooh, the storyline's stupid.
I'm forced to watch the storyline because this nigga like it. I'm like, why are we watching
That's
this?
That's not why. If we're really talking like setting the mood, ooh, this is an interesting sexual experience. Cool, but
then we end up turning it off every time, right?
The part of the process is the search. You have to find something that's interesting.
Is it the search? Because we all know you search for hours and hours
until
and
you find that one good video.
Until you find the same thing, you should have just chosen the first place.
Well, see, this
you
is why my favorite site invented history.
Mikey,
there's a tab and you can look at what you've already watched.
I don't even know where this is going.
So if I wanted to just do that, the point that I'm making is,
okay, I'm sorry.
Is that when it came up in our relationship, this is one way it impacted it. Mm-hmm. We ended up having a conversation and I got all this information about ways that you felt that honestly, I felt bad. I'm like, you feel isolated and alone because of this thing that you enjoy or that you liked. And I didn't want you to feel like I don't want you to feel alone in anything, especially because, you know, we're about to be married. We have like lived a whole bunch of life together. And also it's something that I'm like interested in. And I remember you were like really weird about like, I don't want you to know what I watch. I'm like, Randy, if it ain't clown porn, then I'm I'm pretty much like, I'm interested to see what it is. I'm not going to judge you. You won't get a reaction immediately. Maybe I'll just be like, okay, I think this is something you should watch by yourself. But I'm not going to like shame you for being into clown and little people.
Well, it wasn't that I felt isolated or alone. It was like, I preferred to be mm-hmm. alone. And your whole fantasy was like, baby watching something and I come in the room like these damn pornos that you be watching.
Nah,
I come in the room I'm like,
and that's
ooh,
the thing I was trying to clarify.
What are you
I was
watching?
Like, nah, that's real life. Like I would like to be
that is not
I've done that. Like I would like
I
to be
know,
like
babe,
be,
but
like if you want to be open with it, I was like, I don't want you to feel like you just had to be in here doing it by yourself. If that's
no,
what you
I
want.
Don't. That's I think the thing that bothered you was aside from porn, masturbation, is that I prefer to do, sometimes I just want to be me. Me and you, it's a thing, okay? Me, real quick, I got 2 minutes, I'm sleepy as hell, I already know how to get me there. You trying to, with you, it's going to be a whole thing.
Marathon.
It's going to be a
marathon.
Five, too much.
Marathon.
And I need to go to bed.
I'm sorry.
And so I'm about to miss half of my nap because you want to come in here and fuck it up. And I just want to real quick, in and out.
If we had written down how many times that happened.
I just want to go to sleep. I just wanted to take a nap real
Randy
quick.
Randy had intentions of taking a nap one day. Swear to God. And I saw it in her eyes. She was tired. But then I saw she was interested.
And this is why I didn't tag you in. Be like, because I know what you're going to do. And
what
I don't
gonna
got
do?
Time for the marathon. What I want is a quickie. And you are not capable of doing these things.
I'm capable of a quickie.
Mikey, you're
If I try really hard.
Mikey, we've had one quickie and it was on accident. It was on accident. And I was very upset.
Randy, I am capable. All men are capable.
That's all
of
I'm
quickie.
Saying. So it's not like a isolating alone. I prefer to, some things I just want to be with myself. Some things just for me.
Okay.
But you are very together.
I
and
understand
like, let's
having
do it
that
all
thing
together.
That's for you. It's just that it's for you, but like, I also ain't getting none today. And you, right? you super straight. You relax as fuck. You about to take a nap. Meanwhile, I'm like pent up on the couch downstairs. The couch ain't comfortable now. It's
ain't
a little
no
bit more uncomfortable than it was before. I done went to the gym. I done did all this shit. I'm fresh off work.
This ain't.
I done cooked a meal. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to feed this nigga. And then like work my way up like, ooh, babe, you know, before it get too late. And then next thing I know, we shower and kissing each other goodnight.
That's fair. This has not been the case in a while, y'all.
It hasn't.
But that was,
but that was a period.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. So then it becomes a thing. I'm like, all right, porn is ruining our relationship.
You ain't never said
that. I didn't say
that,
but I could have.
You could have. And then you still wouldn't have been true.
It wouldn't have been true.
So how does it affect a relationship from my point?
Yes.
So on the one hand, I feel like it's like obviously giving us conversation. This mm-hmm. episode, it's been fun, right? It's like, oh, like I feel safe with you. I don't feel like I'm going to be judged. So that makes me more like, what's the word, able to be vulnerable with you for something that I know is taboo in a lot of spaces
mm-hmm.
and for a lot of people. So just knowing that I can openly talk to you about it, my experiences, my embarrassing moments, what I like, it's like, okay, so on the one hand I feel closer to you, right? Like, oh, it's this thing that we're not supposed to do, but we're doing it. Oh babe, look, we all going to hell, you know. But then the other part,
Randy,
I'm just like, and I don't believe that, but anyway, the other part,
we ain't getting to that yet.
I especially after we had Drew And I guess it's tying into the next point, but especially after we had Drew and my postpartum started to hit, and I was like, okay, and trying to like not redefine myself, but like get back into myself. I think I've had a good run, but I think I'm done with porn.
You think it sound like an athlete.
I've had a good run with it. I think I'm retiring.
You're retiring from porn.
From it, because I'm at a point in my life, mm-hmm. and in my marriage where I want to, unless we're doing it together, which we don't tend to do, because we end up turning it off because we're just
I'm just not as interested in watching it as doing it. That's my thing,
right? And it's just like I can't hear myself think. Turn it off so I can kiss on you.
But that's why we avoided certain like ethnicities. And like certain like video types, because y'all, some people just do too much, and some sounds ain't attractive.
You ready? You done?
I'm sorry. Because
you had, I wanted to give you your moment to think off in the distance. Yes. But no. So on that hand, I feel like it. You know, while it has been like fun, we have the experience with each other, and that's great, right? Mm-hmm. To say that we actually have been able to entertain each other and indulge each other. I'm in a space where I'm just like, okay, that was really great. I don't really need it/want it. Never really did, but like, you know, like I'm at a space where I just want it to be me and you sexually. Am I making
Yes, because that's a space that I spend a lot of time in.
No, but like,
no, I get it. I understand that thinking. I'm like, nah, I'm just locked in on you. That's just what I want to do without like without the noise from outside.
And also, but the overall of that is really tying into the next part.
Okay.
Answer me this. How long have you had that mattress? Because it's looking even lumpier than my lockdown love handles. And while those might be more cuddly, a lumpy mattress is doing nothing for your comfort levels or your sleep. So whatever body you're rocking, put it on a Nectar mattress. Prices start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in. That includes a Nectar mattress, mattress protector, cooling pillows and sheet set, a 365-night home trial, and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com and get hugged.
So the next part is
what do we think about it as socially conscious people who also love God?
So by social consciousness, like we talked about how like porn used to be this really taboo thing, and it still is in certain spaces.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in most spaces with us, with millennials, young people specifically, it's just not. Some people take it very seriously. Some people are like, you should never do this or watch this ever. And this is like, it's just this terrible thing. It's like murder. I don't know. I just don't see it like that. Personally.
But as a socially conscious person?
But as a socially conscious person, I understand that there are negative ramifications to everything. Mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. a negative side of everything. And what I don't like is when things are perverted. By perverted, I mean like its nature was something and then someone took it and turned it into something else.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you saw porn as a bad thing before, you'll see it as an evil fucking thing when you start realizing like the negative side of the industry. When you hear about the trafficking, when you hear about how there are people who do these things against their will, how there are rings.
Right.
There's things happening going on. You got like sex shaming. Some of these videos are released without the consent of the woman.
Revenge porn.
Revenge porn. All of that stuff. And then it becomes like, damn, I don't even want to like do this no more. Now like hot MILFs category ain't what I'm trying to like visit today. I said hot MILFs.
I just realized what you said.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, keep going.
All right. So then it becomes like this thing that it's just not like I ain't really trying to like do that. And I also already just wasn't into it in that way. And when you start adding like context behind things, it can take away from the joy of something. Like that ignorance you have, like, oh, I'll just watch a video with boobs. And you don't think about like, ooh, that girl is on drugs. And
yeah.
They're like holding her there against her will. Like, that's a possibility. It could be a thing. You just never know. And it's just like, all right, well, this was not fun anymore. Just turn that off and I go have sex with my wife.
Okay. And thank you, babe. What's wrong?
You're welcome. Nothing. Interaction.
No, I'm sorry. I really was. I was trying to let you leave without cutting you off and find this thing from my point without cutting you off.
What is your point?
But my question to that was, when did that, has it always been an occurrence for you?
I would have to say no.
Like, when did this happen for you?
I knew people who did porn. I knew strippers. I knew people who worked in the sex industry. To me, it was like a thing where I was like, oh no, I get it. Your lifestyle is your lifestyle. People have certain lifestyles and with it comes certain dangers and it's a thing that happens. There's people out here having a lot of sex randomly with multiple partners. One of the risks that you run is sexual transmitted disease. There are people out here who, police officers, you're doing your job. One of the risks that you run is possibly dying.
Right.
You're like, you know, like there's things associated with it. And as a sex worker, it's a job. And with every job, there's a risk that you associate with it.
Right.
With sex work specifically, it's mad risk.
Right.
There's drug use, abuse, there's death, there's everything that you can, everything actually.
Right.
It's tied in with it. And it just makes it a more volatile situation. And to some, it still remains an appealing line of work, but there are people who have found ways of doing it and safer ways. And there are people who still are out here on Craigslist. Like, it's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's still the Wild West out here as far as like sex work goes. But they say that, you know, it's one of the oldest professions for like a reason.
It is the oldest, or one of the oldest.
There was an argument that it's actually hunter gatherer, but it's
oh, okay. The second oldest. Jesus Christ.
I know.
So for me, thanks. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey.
Stop.
No, it's good. So we actually, we had to take a second because we wanted to reevaluate some of the stuff that we were talking about. So we are just punching in to clarify thoughts.
Thank you, babe. But no, major shout out to Patreon because I used a close friend sitting that we have because I was like, y'all, I'm feeling away. And based on your feedback, you've given me like, what's the word I'm looking for? You helped me figure out what I was really trying to say.
Conviction?
No. You really want to use that word? That's not what I was going with.
No.
No.
I'm just wondering.
No, you. They have, the people who responded to my Instagram post and the stories gave me
clarity.
Yes. So my point was I was struggling with this episode because I feel like it's clashing with my need to be likable with everyone. And everybody not going to like me and everybody not going to like us.
Mm-hmm.
And why are you laughing?
Nothing. I'm letting you get your thoughts off. This you is important that? To you.
And it's not, Mikey could give a damn. Y'all, this is why I married you, because you're so uninvested in the bullshit.
But people who like us or like, right. are going to, and people will always find something they don't like in something. That doesn't mean that I have to always, that I have to tailor it to those who are not going to like it, because then you'll just keep tailoring shit.
I agree. And yeah. I don't want to tailor. I want people who say they like me to actually know me, and y'all about to find out.
And it's not that our like thoughts or feelings are damaging. If that was the case, you know, then you reevaluate, you go back and you change what you got to say. But this is my feelings based off of my personal experience and history with something.
But the way that this ties into this segment of social conscious / loving God, that portion I think was more for me, because you don't sit with things the same way that I do.
You don't, and my growing up in the church did not affect my feelings towards.
But as a Black girl, and I think a lot of Black girls who are either still in the church or have decided to leave the church or are still looking for a church home that fits their needs as like what a church home is, can understand what I'm about to say.
Okay, go.
So my thoughts are, growing up in the church as a Black girl, I feel like we were always taught that there is something inherently wrong with pleasure, right? And then, of course, you throw sex and porn in there. And so I feel like I always have to be like, yeah, I watch porn, but I love God. I journal and things. But like, honestly.
Wait, y'all actually talked about this shit in church?
In terms of like, don't do it. You're a bad girl. You'll never be marriageable.
Like sex before marriage? Or was it tied into, or did y'all actually talk about pornography? Or
no, I don't know a church that does.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this wasn't.
No, I mean, like, in terms of shame. Is there the sermon or the children's corner was usually surrounding about? It was not denominational.
Oh.
And sometimes, I don't know, they be up there.
There are some places that I hear, or I've heard, you know, growing up in the South in the 90s in churches.
Right.
Specifically, you going to get one of three experiences. One that's like extreme, Baptist, like you going to hell for everything. Yeah. Then there's one that's just like, just talking about the positive of what God is and how you need to just pray and keep giving us money. And then there's like a healthy medium somewhere in there.
I don't know if I ever found the healthy medium, but also y'all, that's a whole different episode because I think it also had a lot to do with who was taking me to church, but that's neither here nor there. But no, I felt like that part was really important to me because that's one thing that I've personally, even throughout our relationship and in our marriage, and I know this is the case for many women who have been in church as girls until adulthood, who've had to unlearn a lot of internalized shame about sex and pleasure and what gets you off and what gets you off in your marriage and what you're into. And so I think that's ultimately what I was trying to say. What I want to say is that I can acknowledge that I watch porn, get off on it, not lately, but that's coming.
I have. So
First of all, since my fight or flight.
Last time we punched out to right now, like things have happened. But yeah.
Really? No. Was that, so my fight or flight, because it's already been recorded. Was that?
I don't remember.
But yes, you do.
I don't.
The car?
Oh, had no.
You,
no.
So that was like, okay.
No.
So you,
no, that was last, those 2 weeks ago. I already told you that it was.
I'm just saying, was that the recent?
No. I'm talking about the last 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah, because we recorded this way in advance.
So.
When? Is that why you had
yesterday the door and the day before yesterday.
When I had to pee really badly?
No.
When you were in the shower?
That's not why I had a lock. But yeah, no. After you left.
Babe, so, I know. It was like 2 a.m.
It ain't got any fun.
But it looks
we're
so
gonna
good.
We're going to clarify what anyway. The fuck we're talking about.
Y'all are here later in the episode, but. I love you.
I love you too.
But no, that's what I was, that was ultimately what I was trying to say. I was trying to say that as a socially conscious person, that's coming in a few seconds when I put that back in. But what I want to say in terms of like, God, I feel like there's just been a lot of shame around women and girls and pleasure.
The thing
and,
is, when I,
and sex.
It, from what I remember in church, it just, it wasn't, there was no tie-in. And it wasn't even like, it's not what was preached to even the girls that I went to like church with. It was more so, it was about the importance of like saving yourself and like protecting yourself. But it was never, you should be ashamed of yourself for doing, like for not following this way. Because half of my church wasn't in their first marriage. My mom was there with 3 kids. We all got different dads and none of our dads was with us in the church. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it's not.
Maybe I just found a good home, but that is.
We had a great church.
That hasn't been, and not just the, in terms of like the church, because I don't want to put it on the church. It's also about family too, and how our family raising the girls in my family concerning sex and pleasure, and you know, and like all of that.
Yeah.
So I'm not just gonna put it on church homes, but
I'm putting it on the religion of Christianity and how it's practiced with Black people in general. I feel like it wouldn't be outside of the realm possibility, or it would not make sense to just say, yo, this is a problem across the board.
In some Black homes, there are many Christians who, I don't even know if there's a right way to say that, like Christian, being good Christians, right Christians,
but we
who
know aren't what that being means. There's two different versions of like what me. Good Christians, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to put that out there as like, it's a Christian thing, but it is some troubles in these Black homes. Black home families,
yes.
Especially concerning girls and women, especially concerning sex and pleasure and agency and shame. And so that's ultimately what I was trying to say. Like, yeah.
Makes sense.
All right. And now we're about to put what we already said back in. So I lead with that. But I also think that people have a real problem with the fact that there are sex workers out here that enjoy being sex workers, that make a good living. That's just what they do.
That used to be a stigma. Like, you're doing this because you have to. You don't have to do
this.
There are
people out here who are real life having sex for money.
Because they're into it.
And the thing that really bothers me about all of that is, you have people who are like, oh, porn, or you're going to hell, or masturbation, and all of this, who are doing it. And who are touching little kids, who are not living their lives authentically, who are creeping on their marriages out here on the streets.
So here's the thing. Ever since I was a kid, I've heard about, and I don't know because I'm not Catholic, but all I hear about is a joke regarding Catholic priests. And
it's real.
Boys.
There was this excellent special on Netflix. Oh my God. Who killed? It's about a nun. But when you think it's about a nun, when you watch it, you realize it's not about a nun. It's about how this, like, this ring of like, this priest has been assaulting girls in his school, and this woman grew up, she like blocked it out, and then it all came rushing back to her. It was just y'all, it was so powerful. Anyway,
what was that movie that we saw that was really terrible about the 4 boys and it ended up going to war?
Doubt. No, that was
Deer
Sleepers.
Hunter? Is that how Deer Hunter started?
That was Sleepers.
Oh, okay. Terrible
with
movie.
Kevin Bacon.
Similar concept.
Yeah,
it had like all of the,
they were police officers.
Yes.
And they Brad were Pitt was in it, and he was a lawyer.
This is like, it was,
yeah.
So
it's all of that, right? And I also find that as a socially conscious person, I have to understand that there are a lot of people who are ignorant about sex work and about the porn industry, and because they want to be. The instance I gave Mike was, I was in church one day. We were together actually, but this is the second time this has happened to me in a church where a pastor is preaching, and every time I think I find a church home, this shit happens. He goes, even animals know not to have sex with each other.
Can I pause you right there? This goes back to my point about like running a certain risk, like when you go into certain spaces or certain careers. We know how the church works.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can remain hopeful all day.
And there are people who love their churches and have found a great home.
And there are some people in spaces where, like, they understand that, you know, and empathize and sympathize and actually get what LGBTQ youth or adult or anyone who subscribes to anything is going through. Like, there are people who get it and who, like, support it and understand that God don't hate you for who you are.
Right.
But that ain't always the case. Right. So it's never a surprise when these things happen, but it's always like, damn.
Right. So that's where I was. I was like, shit. Because the first thing I'm thinking about is sitting in my anthropology class and being learning about bonobo apes.
And which how we all know about.
They are known for having sex with each other, same-sex mm-hmm. relations, even though all animals know that to procreate, you need to go with
all
someone
animals
with
procreate
reproductive.
With the opposite sex.
Right.
But so, it's not true that animals don't have sex
with
each other.
But it's just that quip of like, oh, even animals know, but you don't know who's sitting in your church who wants to find a home here. Mm-hmm. And it's really just a lack of education, advertisement of fear, and hate, and it's harmful. And I find that that's the same case when it comes to sex work, and that's harmful. No one, there's not many people I know that listens to Sex Gets Real with Don Sarah. That's a great podcast. I haven't listened in a while. Because our work takes so much, but mm-hmm. and I'm into other podcasts. But for a while, I listened, and she'd have directors and sex workers and former sex workers, people who left the industry. And there are people who are out here really trying to create a safer space for sex workers, and they do not enjoy these porn hubs and all these other sites mm-hmm. that just have these categories.
I've never been on Pornhub.
These sex workers that aren't getting paid, that aren't being treated well.
I'm lying. I went once, but it was a terrible website. I've never do it again.
That are being drugged.
They have ads.
Mikey, God, I'm sorry, go ahead. Damn it.
Being drugged.
And all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And they are trying to make a safer way for sex workers to do their job. But then when you throw in trafficking and all this extra stuff, it's awful. Exploitation is awful. And so that's part of the reason why I also feel like my run with porn is done. Because I can't be socially conscious and really caring about people's health watching free porn, one. You know, or not putting my money where my mouth is, or, you know, practicing what I preach in terms of trying to like engage in a space that's safe and that sex workers are trying to create for the work that they are going to do. And that is a big industry. If nobody watched porn and if everybody hated it so much, why is it so profitable? You mm-hmm. know, somebody lying.
A lot of people lying.
And so that's where I am, like, socially consciously. There's just, I find that it's hypocritical to like know so much about all the things that people are going through in this industry.
But that's like the way of the world, isn't it? Isn't it that? That's just what it is. It's being hypocritical. People are hypocritical all the time. It's
right,
like,
but I don't have to engage in that. And on top of that, I'm trying to focus on my relationship with you.
That's fair.
And while we watch porn together and it's like, you know, yeah, it's whatever. But
here's my thing.
It ain't something that is like a pastime for us, like, bang.
I personally don't feel like you'd be hypocritical if you watch porn.
Okay.
I think you can still support something in a way and still be like, you know, but I like doing this. But I also, you know, the flip side of it, I think that, like, the NFL protest, right? Everybody was protesting it, but niggas was still watching.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who was complaining about it work for the NFL, collect mm-hmm. an NFL check weekly,
mm-hmm.
and go to these practices and still support, like, these things. Like, it's hard to not be hypocritical. I don't know.
I mean, that's okay, but I feel like if I'm conscious of something, which is this point, mm-hmm. then I can, like, decide where I'm going to step.
True.
And so until there's like a space to where you can be, for me, until there's like a way to ensure that, like, I don't know, sex worker safety, you know, or just, I just feel like I'm engaging in a harmful practice unknowingly.
Because we are technically, but
I don't pay for what I watch.
No.
You know, I'm not really helping anybody, you know, if I'm like all for the people and this is a job and this person needs to be paid for their service, you know.
Like, you feel like you're not helping. Do you feel like, while also not helping, that you're hurting.
And that this is right, because it is a problem for sex workers to have their bodies put on display to perform, because they're performing. You know, this is a show, this is a job, and to not get paid and to not be treated well. And I don't think I'm doing anything.
But I don't think that paying for anything makes it less of a, doesn't take away from the problem, because there's still a whole other thing over here of
right
people who aren't.
There's porn that is like, what's the word? What I'm looking for? Organic? This is not really the, you know, there's like organic fruits and vegetables, and then like the fruits and vegetables that they inject.
It's the same shit. They put a different sticker on it that say organic, but
there are some that are truly organic.
There are, right next to the ones that aren't.
All I'm saying is, I feel like I've become too educated in terms of like people in this industry, because there are real people who mm-hmm. like who are human and they speak, you know, well, not saying that, you know, if you're not, you know what I mean? Like they can articulate their ideas and their thoughts enough for you to comprehend. And from me just listening to a podcast, I'm learning that, you know, they know these, a lot of the situations aren't always safe. There's a drug problem. There's a masculinity problem, right? So like people are really into these rape scenes and these gangbang scenes. Why?
Not I.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but it's profitable. But there are women who have to actually engage in these scenes mm-hmm. with these men. And it's not easy. Like to have safe words and not be followed or to be, you know, exploited by this director. There are actual people trying to do work to get out of that. And a lot of the stuff that the sites that are accessible use are not that work. Am I making sense? They're not.
I do.
They're not actually like putting, they're not actually like promoting.
But they're not going to. You see what I'm saying? Like it's like one.
And if they're not, I'm going to step back and make my life a porno. You know?
Because it's a lot of calls, you're just going to stop.
Yeah. I after Drew and after, you know, our, that year of being pregnant, it felt like, I was really pregnant like 11 months. It felt like, getting pregnant back to back, finally having her, being postpartum, trying to get my body back. I really want to focus on us and on you. And like I said, if you want to watch it, that's fine. Told you I don't care. I've never cared because, you know, we're just not that type of couple. Mm-hmm. Or you want to watch it together, that's also fine. But in terms of me personally, I just can't get out of my head enough to engage in it without any like guilt about what I know.
That's fair.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone who does watch it should be shamed. However, I do feel like if you find that you're addicted, you're not having sex with your person, like ever. You then can't you even to be touched. If you like Carl and old dude in this Black Mirror episode, you don't need to be watching it.
It's callback to the Black Mirror episode.
All I'm saying is you only be watching it if you can't even perform mm-hmm. with your partner, which wasn't our problem. I feel like I should say it wasn't that I couldn't perform with you. It's just that I would have gotten off and now you want to ask us. I'm just like, but I'm done. I'm about to go sleep.
Like, but you could have saved that nut for me.
But yeah.
It makes sense.
Okay.
It's just complicated, I guess. But I don't think that there should be shame in watching porn or if it's something that you enjoy, even knowing what you know.
Yeah. I mean, there are people out there who are better Christians than me, you know, and us mm-hmm. that know the scripture and all of this. But I also find I just have such a distrust of like certain things because there are people we know that are married, that are in a church, in a heteronormative on paper marriage,
mm-hmm.
heterosexual as well on paper marriage. And we know one of them gay as hell. Gay as hell.
Yeah.
Gay.
I really wish
and it's fine to be who you video. Are, but you aren't practicing, like you aren't. You don't mean it. And that's what bothers me. I would like to talk to somebody that mean what they say.
When we were in that church, we later heard a story, you know, that he cheated on her.
Like yeah.
And it wasn't
old. With a churchgoer.
Yeah, this was recently. Like 2 years prior. It was something crazy. It was recent.
It was recent. And it was probably still going on.
We're working through it. And because, like, you're still a human being at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, you may preach this, like, better than, I don't know, holier than thou. Like, I'd hate that shit.
I would just love to sit in a church sermon that talked about
real
masturbation and porn and sex before marriage.
I don't want to hear that in church.
For real. But there are people who do. There are people who grow up in the church who have so much shame. You see it all the time. Women who are told to wait till they're married to have mm-hmm. sex. They finally have sex and they can't have sex. Because it's been embedded in them their whole life.
Sex is
bad. Sex is bad. Sex is bad. You're stupid. Sex is bad. I know why. But there's another sector of church girls that have literally internalized that sex is bad. They finally get married and can't have sex.
This is what I was talking about as far as monitoring and educating versus restriction. Because them church girls. Church dudes, I heard stories. They been doing stuff on Wednesdays.
Bible study?
After teen Bible study. Anyway, after reading the scripture, niggas would be wilding. Anyway, the point that I'm making is that doing that does not, it's not real. It's like telling somebody, oh, you should never drink because drinking is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. It's stupid. One,
I think communicating, like I told you, you know how sex talk with my mom was. It was very thorough. She was like, listen, I would love for you to wait till you're married. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to happen because statistically, it don't. So
and based off of
then,
where you live, and what your surrounding is, and how our life is set up is.
I'm just gonna make sure you're as educated as you are, and that really helped us as opposed to how she grew up when she couldn't even bring up sex. She wasn't allowed to take sex ed classes. My mom put us in all of them. She put us in all the abstinence courses. We took everything. We got to talk about everything, you know. I mean, first time I had my cycle, second, third time, and I was like, "Mom, is it normal to be?" She was like, "Horny." on your cycle? I was like, yes. Like, this shit is my. I was so bothered. I was like, I can't understand. She was like, you know, it's just hormones. It's just. But I could have never done that with her if she had that conversation with her. If she wouldn't have been like, sex is bad. You're bad. Where you think you keep your head in the book?
Girl, you need to pray.
Unrealistic shit, mm-hmm. Right?
Because keep that stuff to yourself.
Yeah, I just think there are better ways to talk to somebody and to engage with somebody and to get to know somebody to convince them of something.
So basically, just like with anything, too much of something is a bad thing.
Right.
Too much of something could be a bad thing. So if you like really out here watching porn, you might want to like bring it back a little
bit. Scale it back. Why? What are you doing? What's happening?
Go experience like life.
Go get a body.
Go be with your partner. And experience each other in a way that y'all have it together.
Right. Or talk to them about why, what's going on. Because whenever I see those Instagram posts, I'm just like, why? I don't know. It's so weird. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I heard you say, I don't know that means who.
There's right, just so, you so don't know. There's so much.
It's just, it's a mixture of ignorance, internalized shame, and other things. And I think that the only way around that is to talk about shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like actually be really open about like how you feel about something.
Ironically, forced me to be more vulnerable
mm-hmm.
in our relationship. Which I think forced both of us.
Like, brought us like, closer.
Hey. Yeah. I mean, it's uncomfortable as hell.
At first. Because it's new. It's something that is not normal and that, but it's a thing. It's really a thing on your mind. It's a thought. And if you didn't share it, then we're like strangers.
Yeah.
Essentially, like if there's something on your mind that you, it's a thing. It's something that's really bothering you, that weighs heavy on you. Or it's a thought and something you want to express or you want to share, but you just can't.
Yeah.
With the person you're supposed to be with for the rest of your life. Then what's the point?
Yeah.
Then go be single and then, okay, I can keep that to myself because I'm with me.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. They don't think that you should come to your partner and be shameful. Like, you know, I watch porn.
So yeah.
Unless the subject matter of your porn is something that you shouldn't
be watching. Dangerous and evil. Yeah, so we're not like glorifying it and telling everybody to go in there to do it, but we are trying to normalize the conversation because
talk about
couples
it.
Are watching it separately and together, and y'all have got to stop this rhetoric, which I find very harmful about like just of shame.
Yeah,
because you're not really getting to the people you are, and I think not doing something slash doing something because of fear is not really honest.
Mm.
Am I making like
yeah? No, that was a that was a good way to wrap it up. I like that.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Way to bring full circle. So this episode started with a lovely message from our mother, and made its way to.
And we actually had a funny because I told her that this was going on this episode, and she was like, "Well, don't put it on there if you think it's gonna be weird." But I don't think it's gonna be weird if you don't think it's gonna be weird.
I don't think it's gonna be weird unless somebody tell us, like, "Y'all, that was weird."
I don't think it was weird. Because there's also a voicemail on here. But, you know, yeah. That's our episode.
All right.
Engagement. So, what conversations are you guys having? Are you done with us? Is this our last episode together?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, man.
Thank you so much for making
it. We appreciate you. I know it's been a ride.
It's been a long
61 episodes. That's heavy, man. So, I appreciate it. This is where you choose to get off the bus.
Yeah.
That's cool, you know. We're going to keep along this route. Feel free to rejoin us anytime.
We gonna be here. Are you for or against watching porn? Let us know. Or don't. And talk to your person about it. Because that's who you really should be talking to.
And again, no opinion. We just want to hear your thoughts. So if you are one of those people that's like, nah, it's wrong. And here's why. Tell me why. Maybe I'm misinformed. And maybe I'm too liberal in my thinking about why it's not gonna kill you if you do or don't watch porn.
You know, the thing that's real weird too, not what? Even weird, like my grandmother, rest in peace, who I miss very much actually. She was like, you know, God sees everything. And I used to sit there like, God is sitting on my bed watching me watch porn.
Oh no.
That's awful.
That is an awful thought.
Sorry, God. I've given it up. I'm going to edit all that out. Anyway, so.
No, you will not. That stays right there. I want to know your thoughts about that part.
You know,
that part.
But if y'all know a good church home that's not shaming people for being who they are in terms of lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer in general, and that is progressive in terms of being humane, drop their link. Do they have online sermons? Because I would like to find, we're going to do a whole, Mikey thinks doing an episode about church and all that is boring.
I don't think it's boring. I'm curious about what the hell we're going to talk about because there's about 6 different ways we can go with talking about church with our personal experience. Mine alone, I know would be 3. What's funny is yesterday my mom was holding Drew's like, so when y'all gonna christen her? I'm like, my nigga, what is that? I know what it means, but kind of. I'm asking. I was like, you mean like a baptism? She was like, no, exactly. Like,
that's what
I
it
was
means.
Like, oh, I was like, well, I bathed her yesterday and her face kind of dipped in the water. So like, what you?
There are a lot of people who are very passionate about that. You remember Carmen?
There are. She was.
Or Drew's godmother. She was so worried to find that I hadn't been baptized because she was like, you know, because the denomination of Christian that she is, if you aren't baptized, you don't get into heaven. But I have so many thoughts about
it. I think that was what we were too. We were Methodist. But I don't know
what our denomination Church of was. Christ.
We were Baptist.
Life of Christ.
But I was baptized.
I'm probably messing that all up.
So you were never baptized?
No. Not to my knowledge.
I know I was.
None of us were.
But your grandmother was really big in the church.
Yeah, she was.
Wasn't she like a person? Did she have a title?
She was Patricia.
Oh,
everybody got a Patricia in their church. No, babe. Women can't be deacons.
I don't know. Look, I showed up for the sermons. I memorized some scriptures. I was going to get some stuff tatted on me. I am a Atlanta nigga at heart. Like when it comes to like how this church shit go, you either like real heavy or you light heavy. By light heavy, I mean I give all glory to God while at the same time being a nigga.
I love you.
That's me.
And again, if you are now still leaving us, we love y'all.
First of all, I give all glory to God and I put my hands together.
He
like
did, y'all, praying. Which is why we don't have a YouTube channel. Because. All right. Patreon. Go ahead, my love.
Wouldn't you technically go to hell for getting a tattoo? Wasn't that a concern of Drew's godmother?
What? No. She got like, 50 million tattoos.
I know, but this is before she got tattoos. I remember y'all having a conversation about that.
No.
And she was talking about why she wouldn't get a tattoo.
She got tattoos before I ever got one of mine.
Oh, okay. And it was like a tattoo of a cross. I was like, but you...
That was a new tattoo, Mike.
This is a tattoo.
She has tattoos.
I'm thinking about somebody else.
You just can't see him.
Good times.
Go ahead.
I don't want to see her tattoos. Where are we at? Engagement. We just
Patreon.
All right. Patreon. Again, all of our episodes are supported by our people on Patreon. Because you didn't get an ad earlier, you're about to hear about why we love our people on Patreon.
We love y'all.
The Black Millennial Marriage Patreon features additional content like Randy's blog posts. She recently did one about five ways. What was it?
Oh, five things the bottom has taught me.
Five things the bottom has taught me. Y'all know I love my wife's writing. I will big it up till the day I die. Her blog posts inspire me and I know they inspire you. So it's something to check out. Blog posts about being a mom, a woman and a writer. My daddy journals, my mixtapes. I released one a couple weeks ago about, titled Why I Love Rock. And it is a playlist of all the rock songs that I enjoyed
from 90s movies.
And I realized upon creating it that my experience with rock music was from all the white movies from childhood.
Oh my God.
And how I heard some shit in the background. I was like, ooh, I like that. Like Jimmy Eat World and, you know, the classics.
It's a good playlist, y'all.
And it Drew just, likes it, it's all over the place. Classic rock, current rock, like, you know, dance. Anyway, things of that nature. I think by the time this episode is released, Why I Love R&B, which is another one. It's like a dive into music that I've always loved. Those throwbacks that'll catch you. You'd be like, ooh, those. Something to check out. You'll also find early access to what's going on with our family, unedited episodes. So when we were on that break, Patreon was still receiving the episodes.
Yeah. And they still got their minis, too.
Yep. And they will still get their bonus episodes. They got everything. So, yeah. You know, they never miss a beat. Exclusive pictures. So the pictures that we release on Instagram is usually
on Patreon.
Probably we did it on Patreon a couple days before. And our baby's adorable and you want to see her sooner. Production notes so you can see what episodes will be about and more. We've just given out mugs to our $20 tier. And they really love our custom mugs. We are working on building a shop.
We are. Yeah. But it takes money to make money.
It does. Patreon is who we poll first, where we ask questions.
Yeah.
They're our test group, our focus group.
Yeah.
And they really engage with us in this podcast creating process. So if you would like to be a part of that, you can join for as little as $3 a month. Check us out on patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
And if you can't commit, though, to a monthly membership and you just don't got it like that, y'all know we really understand. You can still rate us. Share us with your people. Review us. Positive comments only, please. And also send us Amazon gift cards at blackmailmare@gmail.com. That's blackmailmare@gmail.com. Any amount, it don't matter. Y'all like, I only got $3. Cool. They got that other amount. on air, go ahead and just send it to us. Just we really appreciate y'all.
Yes, nothing is too small, and we really appreciate our Patreon supporters. Y'all are the best.
Fight or flight.
All right. Oh, fight or flight is you. So yeah, I will sit back and I will take what is coming to me. What
you know? So the other day, and this is ironically in cahoots with our episode. The other day, we are going to take Drew to daycare. Was it daycare? It was daycare.
I think we're going to pick her up.
No. She was put her in the car. Yes. Okay. You put her in the car. And Mikey goes, babe, go ahead and turn the car on. Mikey got the self-starter. I say, okay, cool. I'll turn the car on.
Because the AC has to be on before we get in there.
Because she get high, y'all. Yes. Yes. And I'm like, okay. Normal ass morning. All I see on the thing is X and X porn. In the radio.
Are you giving away my site?
In the radio.
Best kept secret, bro. This is the greatest site. On, Mikey, all right. If you still listen at this point.
Right.
If in you the don't radio have a site. Y'all section. Know that blue background about. Go ahead.
In the radio section. And I say, Mikey, have you been watching porn in your car? Y'all, all I don't even care about that. What I care most about is that my child is in this car. And I'm afraid that, you know, eventually the volume.
Nothing is playing. But it shows up on the display.
Yes. Like, but I'm thinking something is about to start playing. And this child is in this car. Mm-hmm. And my heart is like, oh my God, turn the car, where the phone at? Get gotcha. He goes, babe, what's wrong? And I tell him, and you say, what you say, Mike?
I said, sometimes my radio will lock into the Bluetooth of other devices,
which
is usually my phone or my iPod.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I had, but I ain't watched it in forever, but it was one of the last
things
I watched.
He has like 50 million tabs up.
I do. And because I don't close out those tabs, you know, if you open your Google Chrome or whatever, you see the little box and it'll have the number. My shit a dead ass read 76 and I'd be forgetting to close them shits out.
Yes.
So sometimes
and I get up about that, like close your tabs.
My radio is real picky about who it's going to link to first when we get in. Sometimes it'll link to your phone instead of mine. Sometimes it'll link to my iPod, which is right underneath the radio. Or sometimes it'll link to my phone. The last time I watched porn was on my iPod and it was on there. And instead of pulling up my iTunes, which it will sometimes do,
it pulled up
my Google Chrome.
So my fight is, get your shit together. Your baby was in the car. I'm thankful that nothing played and that we was able to switch out the phones real quick.
It only automatically plays music. So,
Mikey, but I don't know that. And your
I know that.
If
you telling
like,
me get my shit together, my daughter
together.
Don't hear nothing. She Mikey. Don't know nothing. But you see it and you went full blown panic. So naturally, I'm gonna fight this because. Not only did nothing happen, nothing played, but I also hadn't watched it in forever. I just thought it was hilarious because, like, oh man, I ain't closed out that tab.
Which is what I get on him about all the time.
Why is Nissan Radio searching through my goddamn? This is why I should have went incognito.
Right, which is my second point. Mikey does not do incognito.
I don't.
He be passed around this tablet and you see the recently viewed.
Because who am I passing it to?
Have some.
Your mom already caught you.
Dignity. Some.
I don't have no shame.
Respect.
I'm also proud of my search history. So you should see the video I just saw. Me, that shit was fire. Yeah. All right. Okay.
To anybody who is now still leaving, goodbye.
Niggas are still rocking with us. All right. If you're still listening, you a ruin. Look, I hear you, and I understand that can be traumatizing. Because shit, it could have been my grandmother getting in the car.
It
you never know.
Anybody.
All I know that I can do is making sure I close out all my tabs, and you know. I be leaving tabs up. I have like 40 tabs of Wells Fargo when I be checking what happens. I will make sure.
Why don't you just get the app?
That I do have the app now. That's why Wells Fargo don't open. There's no app for my videos.
100 tabs, y'all. We just be clicking. Just X.
Until I found out that there's a button you can push.
That says clear all.
The tabs. I will clear my tabs so that won't happen.
Please. Because that was semi about to be traumatizing.
Nah, because again, stories. All you would have heard was, oh, this bed and breakfast is great.
Mikey.
Ooh, look at that pretty
That's
maid.
That's not the point.
Turning down our bed. We
That's
can turn her out in bed.
The
tonight.
Point. Your daughter is smart, okay? she be listening and retaining, and I don't need her repeating no sound effects or nothing.
I love you. And I get you. And you're right.
Thank you.
I'll hide it better like you do.
Don't.
On to PDA.
You're first.
I go first. Look, I did this on the last episode, just about the time that we've had together and how fun it's been. It's just been really nice reconnecting with you.
Are you doing this again?
No.
Okay. I just wondered.
But we have been doing really small things together, and I'm starting to feel more like a married guy.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, you're in my way again. And this thing is messed up. Like, I can, we can, I don't know. It's just, it's nice. It's nice. So I go in the kitchen. Randy, like, pumps in the kitchen. And, like, the chair is, like, in the way of, like, me and the stove. And I'm like, ah, I get to move this out of my way to, like, go cook. It's like, it's weird. It's, I don't know how to explain. It's nice being around.
Yeah, it is. It's nice having you back.
But more specifically, the other night, you let me put Groot down. I mean, put Drew down.
Jesus Christ. I said Groot? Yes. Groot is alive.
You let me.
He is asleep.
Cool Drew down. Her cool
her down. Her wind down.
Her wind down before bed.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice.
It was. She slept, y'all.
I was like, Randy outside on the phone. I get to read to my baby.
Yeah.
She fall asleep with me reading all cute and shit. And then she went and, like, laid in her bed. And I was like, oh, now I can go, like, mingle with my wife.
Yeah.
And we mingled.
Yeah, we did.
And I ain't mingled with nobody in a while.
I know.
Because I just be ignoring niggas in the back seat when I'm driving Lyft.
I know.
Trying to block them out with music. They just want to talk sometimes. But, like, it's just nice. It's nice to be home and be around you. It's been really, I'm enjoying feeling like a dad more.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. I really appreciate it, babe. You're happy welcome. That you're happy to be around.
I like being around you.
I know.
You're cool.
Thank you.
Like 96% of the time.
97.
What year were you born?
92.
92% of the time.
Anyway, my PDA. What's so, up? Babe, you've been doing a really good job of self-correcting yourself.
I be trying.
You're like, you'll say something and I'll react. You'll be like, babe, I'm being vulnerable. Like, oh, okay. New reaction. Or you'd be like, babe, you know, I'm feeling some type of way. It doesn't have to be in a bad way. You've just been really good at communicating lately. And I think it's because you have been back around and you're just trying to make an effort to not make the time together miserable.
Yeah.
Cause that's just or like having constant back and forth about what did you mean and what did you say? And like,
it's really easy to get into that when you ain't around each other.
And when you aren't, when we're tired.
Yeah.
And even though like we're in a better space, I feel like we're still really tired. But I feel like we're making an effort. You're especially making an effort to like clarify, which is helping me communicate with you. I feel like. Do you feel like I'm communicating better? I feel like you've
been doing a great job communicating lately. Yes, actually. I didn't know. I didn't attribute that to anything I was doing.
I've just been following your lead. Like, all right, Mikey's really trying. So I'm going to breathe. And instead of being like, so-and-so. For instance, in the car, my fight or flight. I asked. I said, Mike, you been watching porn? Instead of being like, what the fuck, you know, my baby in this car?
No.
I was like, dude, because this don't make no
it don't make no sense. And when I explain afterwards, you'd be like, okay, only that's some type of shit that can only happen to me.
Right.
It don't make no sense. But like, it makes sense because you're stupid.
Like, so, I know the lift rides be a lot, but damn, like, how are you even, how?
Exactly.
How? Like, that's what I want to know, how? We need to talk, but no.
Nah, I ain't watched porn while I drove since like high school.
And when I found out you used to do that,
I'm joking. This was college.
I'm about to. Yo, it was. Oh, it was.
Yeah. Be like, I'm in traffic.
You did just do that dumb. Okay, we're not. Anyway.
I did a lot of stuff.
I really appreciate just the effort you've been making in terms of communication. Mm-hmm. And it's helping me become a better communicator or just realizing where my flaws are. And I'm not always like. It's just called. And I'm apologizing more, I feel like, which is what you like, because.
It's nice. Personal responsibility. I'm seeing that,
like,
cute.
Right, you're helping, you know, like, you're like, you're just holding me accountable by your good actions, your quality actions of communicating. And it's making me want to be a better communicator, even though I feel like we are really good communicators together. We are not perfect at it.
Oh, no.
And so your effort is helping me.
Thank you, baby.
So thank you.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're causing me to ask questions before I assume.
Like, oh, so you're gonna get some today.
Am I? All right, y'all. Thank you again for listening. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it.
With good soil. I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping Tyler.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.